And welcome back. We have looked at the competition between the U.S. and China on the world stage. Now we'll talk about China as a partner here. China's position as a huge and ever-expanding market is an attractive target for U.S. business and expanded trade. The business community in this region certainly sees that and actively courts the Chinese. Joining me by phone is Tim Nowak, Executive Director of the World Trade Center St. Louis. Tim, nice to have you with us again.
Hey, Don. Always appreciate the opportunity. Thanks.
Did you have a chance to hear what Mr. Dyer said about trade with regions like St. Louis a moment ago?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I missed the whole interview, but I certainly caught that tail end, and I couldn't agree more with Mr. Dyer on his perspective in terms of the importance of being engaged as a community. Our businesses are engaged. Our universities are engaged. And so we as a community should look at this and try to understand, certainly, you know, keep it in perspective, the challenges that come with it and all of the geopolitical concerns that surround any of this. But from our end, from the World Trade Center, you know, we look at it as what are the economic opportunities here? And so I agreed with him.
What are the economic opportunities here?
Yeah, it's funny. So we just on Friday, we hosted here at our office the U.S.-China Business Council. This is a group out of Washington, D.C., and they were formed right after, right after Nixon traveled to China in the 70s. And so this is an organization that represents a lot of the major U.S. business interests in China. So many major companies, both you know here in St. Louis and throughout the U.S., are members of this organization. We had them here and just giving us an update on 2014 China, you know, what are those opportunities? And if you look at it, it is trade, but it's also investment, foreign direct investment that may be coming this way, as Mr. Dyer rightfully pointed out. It by comparison, the foreign direct investment coming into the U.S. from China is still relatively small when you compare it to other countries. But it's growing at a rapid pace. So you're going to see more China brands moving up that value chain and looking to enter into the largest consumer market in the world. And to do that, you've got to have a presence from which to do it. To access the North American market, you got to have a presence here. And, you know, so we're seeing some of it. And what St. Louis has always... you and I have talked in the past about the China Hub, or you know the Midwest Cargo Hub initiative, which we affectionately refer to it as right now. It was always about building up a deeper connection with China. We saw the opportunity of air freight, you know, coming in and going out as a way to be the hook for that business. But we've seen the intentional effort both in Beijing at the central government standpoint and filtering down into not only the Shanghais and the Nanjings and the other communities, but all throughout China, there's this intentional push to brand many of their own products. And like I said, they're going to be coming over here, and it's either one of those where we want to try to seize that opportunity or say we're not interested. And I like to think that we as a community of people that we see that opportunity and we want to build on it, we want to leverage it. I just kind of as a side note, I'm somewhat of a fan of the NBA, and I couldn't help but notice their Dwayne Wade and the brand of shoes that he now wears. He wears Lee Nings. And probably most of your listeners have never heard of Lee Nings. I personally had not heard of Lee Nings before, but it's a Chinese brand of tennis shoe. Can you imagine, you know, one of the larger stars in the NBA wearing not Reebok, not Nike, but Lee Nings? It's just one example, and we're going to see more of that. And so, you know, we as a community, we got a long-standing connection to China. I've mentioned it to you before, you know, that we're the very first U.S.-based city with a sister city relationship with China, St. Louis and Nanjing, which started in 1979. You know, so there's this history of connections that were already there. I mean, the work that, that we've been doing is just building upon that.
What sort of investment do the Chinese have in our area here? Can you be specific about that, or is it just so minimal that it's hardly worth mentioning?
It's minimal. It's minimal. And, I think that, there's been for years, there's been the investment from our end, from the U.S. end into China. But, I thought it was interesting. I was that the U.S.-China Business Council looks at, they do a survey of their business membership, and so in 2013 they did a survey of the top challenges of doing business in China, and the top two, number one was cost increases. So the cost of doing business in China, the wages in China have gone up, so manufacturing in China has the cost of doing business over there has increased significantly. And the number two challenge, and again these are the member business companies, is the competition with Chinese companies in China. And you know, so they're feeling it, they're seeing it. Companies, U.S. companies that are working there, see this rising competition. And it's still small, by comparison, the amount of foreign direct investment that's coming in. But we host, throughout the course of the year, we regularly host business delegations from China and from all around the world into St. Louis, and pairing them up with companies here, pairing them up with investment opportunities here. But the amount is still minimal, and it's going to be a long-term play. But make no mistake, it's coming. And, you know, do we want to be a community that wants to be a partner in that, as Mr. Dyer appropriately pointed out, or you know, is there a lack of an interest in it? I like to think that there is a good interest in this, and the we're seeing it on the trade side.
I'm sorry, Tim. Finish up. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that many people probably don't even realize. Trade from this region, so St. Louis, you look at St. Louis metropolitan area, our larger MSA, our top trading partner, our largest export market is China. Number two is Canada. Number three is Mexico. And who in the world would have ever thought that even 10 years ago that China would be our largest export market? So we're one of, I think, one of five metropolitan areas in the entire U.S. that has China as their number one export market.
Is there a dollar figure associated with that business?
Yeah, so the U.S. metro area, and this is 2012 year-end data, the U.S. The St. Louis metro area exported roughly a little bit more than $2 billion worth of product to China.
That's some serious money.
Absolutely, it's some serious money.
Tim, what are we pitching here? I mean, if we're looking for investment from the Chinese, what do we pitch as a region, as a place for the Chinese to put their money?
Well, I think when you look at Asia, there's doing business in the U.S., there's always this tendency to say, okay, here's what I've got, you know, and it's a quick business deal, and it's this is what I've got to offer. I think when you look at Asia, the course of doing business over there is one where you have to take a step back. You have to build the relationships, and you have to better understand what are their needs, and seeing where you might fit within that. Our original focus was using air freight as that hook, and so we were, regularly working with the airlines in China. The China cargo, the cargo carriers, and our vision was if you had companies, Chinese companies, that would be doing final assembly, manufacturing of high-end product that would require air freight, those would be the logical companies that you could, in theory, attract here to the region. Those companies that would want a close tie to that air freight connection. So that's certainly one angle, but I think the right step is to take the time, whether it's, you know, hosting the partners here, taking time to go there, and spending time in China with, you know, potential business partners. And rather than, you know, pitching, hey, here's what St. Louis has to offer, it's getting a better understanding of what their needs are. You know, who are the potential companies for that are ripe for investment into the U.S.
So we're really at a very beginning point in all of this, really.
It is. It is. It's a very beginning point for Chinese investment overall. You know, I think as the data that the U.S. China Business Council had pointed out, it was only a few years ago that their investment here was less than $1 billion, and I think the numbers, and I was just trying to pull this up while you and I were on the phone here, the numbers that they were reporting in 2012 are around $6.7 billion in Chinese foreign investment in the U.S. In 2008, it was less than $1 billion, but that's still less than 1% of all foreign investment into the U.S.
How much of that comes to us?
To St. Louis?
Yeah.
Very minimal. Yeah. Very minimal. Yeah. And not even measurable, really, at this point. But what we've done a good job with, as the numbers point out, is building on the trade relationship. And eventually, as I know from my own experience in the private sector, trade does lead to investment. I think we're doing the right things. I would love to be able to sit here and tell you that, you know, all that work that went into establishing the air freight connections materialized, and we don't have those regular connections, but the work is paying off in other areas.
What is the status of this whole China Hub thing? Is that just a dead duck?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think as Rhonda and I were visiting with you late last year, I guess it was,
and Rhonda
Hamneberge from the airport,
right?
And Rhonda and her team have done a terrific job of identifying the strategic value and importance of air freight. And she can walk you through all the numbers of why air freight matters in addition to passenger service. I can tell you from our end, it's about international connectivity. It's about St. Louis being a connected player. And so from the airport's standpoint, air freight's an important piece of it. And air freight, not just with China. We always looked at China, and we kind of gravitated to China first because it's our largest trading partner by air. But that's not the only place to go. And so the airport is working, and we're working in partnership with them to identify air carrier partners throughout the globe, whether it's Latin America, other Asian partners, Europe, and trying to make it known what the advantages are here to bring in air freight in and out, and developing, you know, a long-term play which we hope in the end will also add a Chinese partner. So the initiative is still ongoing, and the coalition that we developed here that was working on it for a number of years is still together, but more in a support role for the airport. More in a support role to make that international connectivity a reality here.
So the China Hub, as it was called, as we envisioned it a year or two ago, it really has just been scaled way back.
Well, the China connection, the flights that we did have, are not happening. That is true. The efforts here are still geared towards whether it's international freight with China, which we would love to see in the long run, for every reason that Mr. Dyer pointed out and I pointed out, and from an economic standpoint, it absolutely still makes sense, especially for our community. It makes sense. But it is finding a starting point. And so whether that's carriers and international connections in other markets to start with, we're fine with that too. I think that it's all an effort we understand the importance of that connectivity and building upon it, both with freight and with passenger in the long run.
Well, it sounds to me, we only have just a couple of seconds left, that we have a long way to go to get where we want to be with China.
Well, I'll share just really quick. We were in a meeting early on in this effort, and I remember sitting across the table, and our counterparts at the Chinese CAAC, which is their version of the FAA, started talking about their 25-year plan. And that's when you realize this is not a short-term goal. This is a big effort. And so it's a long-term project. We're seeing results of it. You look at the trade data. Those numbers are proven out. But we're going to continue to work on it.
Got to stop you right there. Tim Nowak, thanks so much for being with us. Good luck in this effort.
Thank you.
Tim's executive director of the World Trade Center in St. Louis. Tomorrow on St. Louis on the Air, we'll talk with Bosnian war survivor and refugee Kenan Trbinovic about his memoir recounting his escape to the United States and his later return to his homeland. Then we'll examine efforts for the preservation of historic buildings in St. Louis. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.